latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester United headlines. Beginning with the news that Jose Mourinho has not ruled out selling some of his big-name players in January, with Henrik Mkhitaryan and Luke Shaw in danger. Mourinho sanctioned two major sales last January when allowing Memphis Depay and Morgan Schneiderlin to leave and could be ready to act again. Mkhitaryan appears to be on the most precarious ground, with the Armenian not even making the matchday squad for the past five fixtures. If he continues to play such a peripheral role, United would surely consider offers for a player who cost up to £30 million 18 months ago. Discussing potential outgoings, Mourinho said, "I think for the right price, it is possible. That's my approach as a manager. I think every player has a price." Moving on to team news, ahead of this weekend's game against West Brom, and Manchester United are likely to make several changes to their starting lineup at the Hawthorns this weekend. Ashley Young, Marcus Rashford and Marcus Rojo are all in line for recalls, having been left on the bench or missed out altogether against Bournemouth in midweek. Mourinho could also drop Juan Mata after he completed his first 90 minutes in the Premier League this season. Scott McTominay could keep his place after hardly putting a foot wrong, but Ander Herrera will be champing at the bit to start. Paul Pogba will sit out the match once more as he completes his three-match ban. Michael Carrick and Marouane Fellaini remain sidelined, whilst of course Mourinho confirmed yesterday that Eric Bailly would be missing for up to 3 months after undergoing ankle surgery. Finally today, and Jose Mourinho made sure that Manchester United's Christmas lunch was a low-key affair to focus on Sunday's visit to West Brom. In previous years, the festive sit-down at the club's Carrington training HQ has been a pretty raucous and lively affair, with the manager and his backroom team even helping to serve up. Instead, it was business as usual on Friday, with the players hopefully keeping their focus on the matter of West Brom this weekend.